to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where we share tips and strategies on ways to thrive as professional women and working moms age 40 and over. I'm excited to be your host today. I'm Valerie Ashford Brown, transition coach, empowerment speaker, and leadership development expert, helping you gain clarity, confidence, and courage to make midlife your best life. We're going to dig right into the show today, and I'm excited about my guest, motivational speaker and empowerment coach, Carlika Baznight Menendez. Carlika, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Valerie. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience on today.
Yeah, so I am going to tell the listeners a little bit about you, and then when I'm done, you can dive in and share some more. But Carlika is an award-winning life coach and founder of INSO Incorporated, which stands for Inside Out. She helps Christian single women eliminate fear and gain clarity to start their entrepreneurial journey. I just love this. I love this. She is a wife and also a mom. She started INSO Incorporated Inside Out to help other women deal with overcoming the barriers of self-doubt, rejection, fear, and those internal frustrations. So we're going to dig into that even deeper, Carlika, today. But in her free time, she loves to travel with her family, sing, and act. She's also a keynote speaker. She's delivered keynote speeches and facilitated workshops seemingly throughout the Washington, D.C. area, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, Mississippi, and across the world here. So I'm excited to have you today, Carlika, to share with us about winning in business and how you actually got started and how you built this life that you have now, this amazing life that you have now. So thank you once again for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much. So yes, you all, creating the life that you know that you deserve and the life that you want is like two different avenues, right? We have these big dreams as kids, and we're dreaming big. You want to do this and you want to do that. And as we start to adult, or what they call it, adulting, those dreams sometimes start to diminish down, and the light on is like, okay, can I really even do this? I've done this and I have this going on. And especially when life really hits you, can I really accomplish these things? Can I really walk in my purpose? Can I really fulfill these things? Without being worried about what other people think or what other people even say. And so myself, how I started with helping single Christian women, I haven't been married all my life. I've been single more than I've been married. And so there are some lessons, there are some things that I wish I would have learned, even been taught or even introduced to as a single woman, such as multiple streams of income, not just that cookie cutter of go to school, get a good career, retire. There is so much more to that. And so even though I've achieved some of those things that I wanted to do as far as going to school and different things, it wasn't until about 3 years ago when I received a phone call. I was sitting down with my family watching a movie and my phone rang, and I was like, oh, I'm not getting ready to answer that because I'm watching my movie and eating my snacks.
I know how we do.
Yes, you don't want to be interrupted. And so once again, I don't even watch a lot of TV. So when I take time out to watch a movie and sit down with the family, it's no work, it's nothing. Just watch the movie, eat our snacks. And so the phone rang again, and I was like, oh my gosh, decline again. Why? Y'all, because I'm watching the movie and eating my snacks. The phone rang again, and I'm like, okay, I might as well just answer it. And so I answered the call, and I'm like, hello, hello, there's no answer. So I'm getting frustrated and irritated because I'm like, okay, now I'm really about to hang up. Through the call, all I could hear was two words, and it was my baby brother on the other end. I heard two words through his profusely crying. She's gone. And I was like, what? So that made me sit up. Mm-hmm. I sat up and I'm signaling my husband, like, turn down the TV. I'm putting one hand on my ear, like, what? Who's gone? So my heart started racing and my palms got immediately sweaty because I'm thinking, oh my God, this has something must be wrong with my mom or my dad or my sister. So my heart is racing. I'm like, oh, my God, am I going to have to catch a flight or drive to Virginia or something? Mm-hmm. And so when he finally gathered himself enough, and I'm like, who is it? And it was my aunt. And so what really got me going was that on this day, which she should have been celebrating into another phase of her life, another chapter, another journey. Mm-hmm. She had never missed a day of work. She was never late. But on this day, the day that she was supposed to retire, she retired forever. And I was just like, oh, my God, no. No longer am I going to sit on my goals. No longer am I going to sit on my purpose. No longer am I going to be silent because someone's waiting on me. And I will not just retire and keep working for someone else. And though I still work at night currently, I've started pouring more into my dreams and more into my goals and even going back to, okay, when I was a little girl, where's that energy? Where is that that thought process of I can do anything? I can do anything. And so that is literally when I got some fire under my butt and was like, you know what? Someone out here needs to hear what I have to say. Someone out here is trying to and wondering, where's my hope at? Someone else out here is figuring out or trying to figure out what is more to my life. There has to be more. What is my purpose? And how can I eliminate fear? And so I know for myself, the fear of rejection, the fear of self-doubt, not thinking I was good enough, or even with a college degree, not thinking I'm smart enough to step out. I was just like, F it. Literally. And this is coming from a Christian woman who grew up in the church, parents, ministers and elders and things. But that's when I was just like, you know what? F it. Get up. Get moving. No one's just going to give it to you. No one's going to work your purpose like you do it. If you don't work it, it will not get done. And so you all may be listening and saying, F it. This coming from the woman of God, the Christian lady.
Yes.
That's F it. Meaning, number one, we have to utilize and elevate our faith. Every day is a faith walk. Every day we're believing for something. You know, it could be simply as in these hot, humid summer months, you're like, you're just thankful for the air conditioner. So God, thank you for the air and don't let it go out. You're believing for something. And so even as a business owner, we're believing for something. We're believing for the opportunities. We're believing for the doors to be open. And so it took my faith to get me started, not feeling worthy, not thinking you're good enough, a spirit of perfectionism, thinking everything has to be perfect when, you know what, just take the leap. So utilize your faith and then facing challenges. The death of my aunt, that was a challenge to face. Me overcoming being anorexic for years. I'm talking about from 10th grade all the way through my late 20s. An addiction to losing weight, not being skinny enough. In my mind, at 80 pounds, I was still fat. In my mind, looking in the mirror, okay, I need to lose some more weight. I have to be skinny. I have to lose weight. And so those childhood problems, a lot of us have not dealt with them, and they've become adult issues. And a lot of times with the adult issues, those are the things that are holding us back that we need to just free ourselves from, while we're pointing the finger that, no, that person didn't do you right. No, that situation was all the way wrong. But am I going to decide to stay stuck or am I going to decide to move? And so in my own life, I had to decide at 80 pounds or even smaller, looking in the mirror at myself, do you want to live or do you want to die? Do you want to live and do you want to die? And that's a hard decision sometimes to make when you're battling an addiction or you're battling something that you know is not good for you. If it was just based on willpower, all of us would be millionaires. All of us would have six packs. We would all have all these things accomplished if it was just based on willpower. So when I think about willpower, I'm thinking of, no, you have the power to give your will to God. You have the power to say, I'm willing to sacrifice. I'm willing to submit myself, and I'm willing to do his plan. So that's the power. That's how I look at willpower, nothing in my own self. And so in the effort, we have our face it, we have face it, and that's facing our challenges. And then we have fulfillment, fulfilling our purpose, being committed, motivation is not enough. You know, it's like at the beginning of the year, a lot of people, oh, I'm going to get my body right. I'm going to get my mind right. I'm getting my talking right. I'm getting my life right with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things in January, and now we're in May, and those same ones who said I was going to exercise 4 times a week, they probably maybe did it the first week if they even did that. And so when I say motivation is not enough, we have to be committed to this thing. Committed to your goals, committed to not just other people, but being committed to yourself. For years, I wanted just to please everyone else around me. Okay, if I do this right and I do this right, that'll keep some peace. Now I'm just at the point, I need to just do what God has called me to do, and who's ever with it or not with it, it's okay. It is okay. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely have based my journey of entrepreneurship on those three things that, you know what, God will open the doors that need to be open as long as I'm doing the work. We have to do the work. We can't keep attending conferences. We cannot keep investing in courses. We cannot keep investing in courses, conferences, and different things without some implementation and execution, because now we're just investing and we're wasting time, energy, and money with no implementation. So we have to implement so that we can have the impact and make an income. If anyone has told any of you all out there listening that you're not in business to make money, then you might as well shut down now.
Yes.
Unless you're doing charity.
Right. You have just like unpacked a whole lot. Oh, this is really good, Carlika. But you know what? I want you to back up just a little bit, because you talked about this eating disorder that you had and in not thinking that you were ever enough. And I want you to go back just a little bit and give us a snippet more of how you overcame that eating disorder, because I'm thinking that you had to put a number of things in place as far as your mindset, but just unpack that a little bit about that eating disorder.
So it wasn't until I actually got older, and you all, I'm 40. But some people might say, oh, that's that old. It's not old, but sometimes you pray that people get wiser with age.
Yeah.
You pray that.
Yeah.
But having an eating disorder, so starting in 10th grade, it wasn't that I was bullied. It wasn't that I was never fat or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was more of control. It was a sense of I have some aspect of control over my life. And so it's not that I lived in such a controlling environment, but it was very structured. Very
okay.
structured.
Okay.
So we didn't have an option not to go to church Sunday to Sunday. We didn't have an option not to just mingle and have church friends. Those mm-hmm. certain things were not options. So it came a point where I'm like, I want to be able to kind of make my own decision. So with the eating disorder, it was a way of me making my own decision that no one could tell me how much I could weigh. No one could tell me how much I could eat. No one could tell me when I could throw up or anything. And it was my own secret mm-hmm. because no one even knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in our culture, the stigma was that, you know, Black girls don't suffer with eating disorders. Well, I'm here to tell you all, I'm a Black woman who suffered with an eating disorder. And mm-hmm. growing up in the church, certain things were not pressed upon or even discussed. So I had my own secret that being already small, people wouldn't have noticed. People didn't really notice it until it was really brought to the forefront. Like, oh, well, yeah, she did really look skinny back then. Or no wonder she picked over her food, or she always had to eat. I would eat, and then I would automatically go to the bathroom when no one was really paying attention. So who's going to come in the bathroom with you? Nobody. So to overcome that, unfortunately, I didn't go to therapy or anything because that's fortunate, but unfortunately. In that time frame, going to a therapist, what is wrong with you?
Understand.
And having a family
okay.
where we struggled financially to keep lights on and different things. Who's going to pay for therapy?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
with more knowledge, where the Bible even says we perish for a lack of knowledge, no one would no one classified that back then as a mental disorder or some type of mental illness, which it was more mindset over anything that, okay, you can't keep doing this because you're going to die. My mom would have me look at certain movies on Lifetime that, you know, displayed these young ladies doing this. It didn't move me emotionally. I was more motivated.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God, she's skinnier than me. So that mindset, and I know some people are probably listening like, oh my God, that's crazy. But no, it was a mental illness, but without the knowledge behind it, you know, no one can teach you or show you what to do only at the level that they know. And so I don't fault my parents for not knowing more about it culturally or anything. But I do remember my dad one day saying, well, my sister, who's an attorney, she was like, y'all ever notice, you know, this was the attorney in her at a young age. You all ever notice when she finished eating, she always got to go to the bathroom? Or why does she pick over her food so much? Or this, that, and the third. And so that's when my parents started noticing, but with us struggling once again financially, trying to keep the lights on sometime or keeping the water on. My dad, I remember his words like it was yesterday. He was just like, hey, don't waste food. We don't have food to waste. So in my mind, that was my license. I was like, yes, now I don't even have to eat.
Yeah. So Carlika, stop right there. I want us to take a quick break. The listeners, I told you you'd be in for a treat today. So we're going to take a quick break, but I want you to know that you're listening to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where we're talking with Carlika Baznight Menendez. She is a motivational speaker and empowerment coach, and we'll be right back to hear more from her. Thank you all.
Hello, I'm Leonquay Chavet, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, we'll explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real-life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leonquay Chavet.
This is Valerie Ashford Brown, CEO and founder of Leading Edge Coaching and Consulting. I'm a certified professional coach, empowerment speaker, and leadership development expert, helping working moms and professional women thrive amidst career and life transitions. Are you looking to change careers, trying to go back to work after a long break, or even feeling stuck? Have you said to yourself that you're too old, it's too late, and things just won't happen for me? Are you tired of juggling your faith, your family, and yourself, often getting nowhere fast? If you desire to reawaken, refine, and redesign your success, I invite you to connect with me as I help clients gain clarity and confidence by using the shift method to move to the next level. Join me in the Next Thrive coaching program that starts the week of May 18th of this year. Make sure that you contact me at 240-681-9375. You can also email me at info@valerieashfordbrown.com. And you can visit the website for more information at valerieashfordbrown.com. And finally, connect with me on Facebook and LinkedIn at the same name of valerieashfordbrown.com. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for joining me again. We're talking about winning in business, how I built this with my guest, with my awesome guest, Carlika Baznight Menendez, and we're going to get back into the conversation. Earlier, we were talking about the eating disorder, and she was telling us about how it was really a mind thing that got her over. And Carlita, I want you to go and unpack a little bit more of how you have transformed your thoughts and how this has led into your work that you are doing now with helping Christian single women eliminate fear and gain clarity for their entrepreneurial journey. So unpack that a little bit more about how you transformed those thoughts and got you out of that situation.
Okay, so definitely mindset. And once again, not having the knowledge behind go see a therapist and all of this. So for one, I'll tell anyone out there, if you're struggling, whether you're on the spectrum of binge eating or you're on the spectrum of being anorexic or bulimic, go seek help. I would never at this stage in life tell anyone don't seek help. Go and seek help because it is available. So you should do it. As far as myself and we look at the era that I was in, definitely prayer. And that's why I'm really huge on my faith. Because I know if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be on this call. I wouldn't be on anything. I wouldn't even be here because it has led to some illnesses where my stomach lining is thinner. I'm a little more susceptible to ulcers and different things. So my mind shift is let's live a healthy lifestyle. God has called us to be health and to prosper. And when we think of prospering, it's not always in a money sense. It's prospering in every area and every aspect of our life. And so even going through that journey of overcoming, I wouldn't lie to you all and say, oh, yeah, it was like I just looked in the mirror and was like, girl, you want to live or die? Okay, I want to live. And it was over. No, not at all. Every day, it was a struggle of I have to make myself eat. You're going to get through this, make yourself eat. And so it was the power of saying, you know what, these are some steps. So I had to gain a relationship with food because I didn't like food.
That's good. Gain a relationship. Yeah, that's good.
And
that's good.
In that, it was okay. Yes, I was in the church, and yes, I knew some scriptures. No, I had never read the Bible from the beginning to the end. That ain't even on my agenda, y'all. but it was even more so, let me get a relationship with God too. A lot of times people are just attending and going through the motions, but let me get a closer relationship with him and allow him to come in to help me and then be willing to be vulnerable to say, I have a problem. This is not normal. This is not normal living. I have a problem. And so through the mindset, through me pushing myself and surrounding myself around people who were able to pray for me, who were able to keep a closer eye on me, because there were times where I wanted to revert back. So if we fast forward a little bit from, okay, let me push myself, let me just strive to do better, not perfection. Nothing is perfect. And so we're not living in a world of perfectionism. Let's make some progress. So every day, every small step, if I ate one meal, that was progress for me. And if I didn't run to the bathroom, but it had got to the point where I didn't even have to make myself throw up. That's how much I had threw up, that my body will automatically, after a while, I can just automatically throw up. And so I will force myself, with tears running down my face, that I refuse to go back. I refuse to go back. I'm not going to throw up. I'm not going to do this because I was going to die. It's just that simple. And so if we fast forward, now my thing is, even with the size that I am now, with some people, they're like, oh, you're not big. No, I'm not big. But if you look at pictures, and when I look at pictures prior to now, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, some people are like, oh my God, you look like you on crack or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, yeah, I was really thin, but now I just want people to understand, let's live a healthy lifestyle, because on either of those spectrums of binge eating or vice versa, there are so many health issues with it. Being overweight is just as bad as being malnourished and underweight. And yeah, so I definitely promote, hey, let's live healthy, let's eat better. When people say, oh, well, you know, the healthier foods are more expensive, I'm like, nope, doctor bills are more expensive. Because I've been to the specialist. I've been to the gastric specialist. I've been to the kidney specialist. About 4 years ago, something had attacked my liver. I was in the hospital for 14 days with no food. No consumption of anything, a few, like 5 ice chips a day and all this stuff. I said, and with an emergency liver biopsy and everything. To this day, we still don't know what it was concrete, but I said, still no one but God. But once again, I would admonish anyone, go get the help that you need. Seek a therapist. Even if you're not going through this, some things that we, when I start really peeling back the layers, which sometimes is hard for us to do because we don't want to feel the pain or we don't want to bring up certain things that happened in our childhood or in our adulthood, and it could be anything. This is just my story. It could be anything. Someone could have been raped. Someone could have been molested. It's so many other avenues, drugs, alcohol. But I was addicted to losing weight. But we have to definitely change our mindset. And I do believe when we change our mindset, what we think is what we're going to speak. And what we speak is what we do. And ultimately, whatever it is that we do, it changes the trajectory of our life, whether it's positive or on the negative spectrum. So I'm just grateful that I did have people. That's why it's so important for us to be conscious of our circle, of people that we pour into, the people that we allow to pour into ourselves, the people that, the things that we feed ourselves on a daily basis via TV or social media or whatever. So all of those things play a part into it. So back then, I wouldn't be able to watch shows that had these skinny models and stuff up there because in my mind, oh my God, they're skinnier than me. So I need to go do something about this. But now I embrace the size that I am. I do strive to eat healthy. Like I'm not on a bunch of sweets and different things. And I do work out, but I work out for the right reason, not for the accomplishment or feeling like I'm achieved of being skinny. And I know once I did pull back the layers, it was control, and then a lot of people in my family had health issues such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and they were overweight. And I just, things that you feed yourself daily, and that's why I'm so big in the power of words. I fed myself daily, I will not be fat, I will not be fat, I can't be fat, I have to be skinny, I have to be skinny, to the point, this is what I believed and this is what I lived. Like, that was my life. That was, I felt like I was accomplished.
That's really good. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's really good. That's really good, Carlita, what you're talking about, this whole thing about transforming our minds. And it's amazing that you said you had to think differently about food. And a lot of times we don't think that way. So really you're saying like being mindful about your food, what you're taking in, and even to get help, professional help. And I think a lot of times with us, especially in the African American community, we don't look at that aspect of it, of getting or seeking professional help when it comes to things like this. So this is really good. I want you to talk about how you've actually done the many things that you've done, because I know you're a wife and a mom, you raise a family, you're working full time, you have a degree in biology and pre-med and a technology degree. I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about some practical advice that you would give women and moms right now, is they may be on this entrepreneurial journey, and they may be on this corporate journey too, where they're working a corporate job and then they want to start like their business. I call them the corporatepreneur. But what practical advice would you give to a woman like that? Really, like you, what advice would you give?
So for the woman out there doing all of the things.
Yes, exactly right. We do it all a lot. Yeah, you're right.
Doing all of the things. There comes a point that, especially if you have kids and different things, and as they get older, you got to learn how to delegate Okay.
I like that. Delegate.
That has played an enormous part in my life. So I have a little OCD with something. So I'm very organized. So one thing is definitely being organized. Even in starting your business, and I do believe how you do anything is how you're going to do everything. So if you're unorganized in your life, you're going to be unorganized in your business. And I'm not talking about those people who love everything on the table and they're like, don't touch it because I can find it. And I'm like, well, whatever works for you, I can't operate like that. I need order. Everything has to be in order. And so being organized, so you know that you have to work. You know what your day-to-day responsibilities or duties are. And so with myself, I work at night. So I go in between 3 hours of the morning, let's say that 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. Since COVID. And so I don't get off to 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, but I already know as far as dinner and different things, I'm just very strategic because you all, we can make money, we can do these things, but we cannot get our time back. So now I found ways to maximize my time and give time to myself because I didn't used to do that. I just go, and then pass out because I'm just so tired. But it's God and then it's me. And some people disagree with that, but I love it. He's the head of my life, but I'm right under him because he's appointed me for certain responsibilities. So I have children. So we have children. That's a responsibility. That's an assignment. We have our duties on our 9-to-5s or 9-to-5s or midnight to 8 or whatever you work. And you want to do that entrepreneurial journey. Yes, go for your goals because number one, as we can see in this time, none of us should have all of our eggs in one basket. None of us should be that dependent upon our secular or our other job because so many people have been furloughed, hours been cut, and different things. So whatever your dreams are, I say make time. This is when you have to make the time. Make the time to work on your dreams and goals. How do you do that? You have to prioritize. So once again, when I say I'm organized, I mean, one thing that has, I'm into finding time-saving things. So one thing when it comes to dinner, I'm avid on let's have a meet and stuff out the night before, and I make a menu. I make a menu for the week, and you can eat it or leave it.
I like to eat it or leave it.
Yes.
I mean,
you can always get a bowl of cereal. It's subject to change. But if I know, okay, for the day I have 10 calls and just me getting off of work and calls starting around 10 o'clock, I already know what my day looks like. So my husband purchased the Ninja Foodie. I love it. You can cook a whole meal in less than an hour. I mean... Certain little things, time saving. So then as far as delegating, if you're in that stage, each time your child gets older, we're in another season. So when you have teenagers versus toddlers, you're in another season of your life and embrace it. It feels good.
So
one, I quit washing their clothes and different things. Okay, you all are old enough, wash your own clothes.
Yeah.
We have certain days that we clean up. I used to be that person. If one piece of lint was on the floor, vacuum the whole house. Now, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, that's a good schedule. Everyone already know. And then making sure everyone is on board in your home that, okay, we all have a responsibility. I'm not the only one that lives here. We all live here. This is our home. This is our space. And so making it clear. It's just like on our job. We have certain standards and procedures in place. You can do the same thing in your home. Hey, in my home, everyone know Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I don't care what else you have going on. This is cleanup day for everyone in the house. Let's get it done, and then the rest of the day is yours. So organization, prioritizing, and then giving yourself grace and taking care of yourself, number one, because if you're not mentally well, if you're not spiritually well, if you're not physically well, and having this balance, even with your emotions and everything, how can you show up and be the best mom that you can be? How can you show up to be the best wife that you can be? How can you show up and be the best version of yourself to even work on your goals and dreams if you're exhausted?
Yeah, that's really good. Those are excellent, tangible tips. I love it. Carlika, I want to know, what's next for you as far as any summits that you have coming up? I know you've done the Single Sage and Successful Summit, but what's next for you in the future, the next few weeks, the next month or so? Let the listeners know what's upcoming for you.
Let's see. Upcoming, I know May 31st, I'm part of a virtual women's retreat called Behind Her Smile. And so I'm definitely excited for that, because a lot of times we do go out here and we smile and we put on masks and we do all of these different things to say that we're okay. And then a lot of times we're not okay. And that's okay. It's okay not to be okay. It is okay not to be okay. So we have that coming up. I'm getting ready to start a Facebook group with called S3, which is the Single Saved and Successful, the spinoff from the summit, because a lot of the ladies, they're like, okay, we want to stay connected and all these different things. So that's what it's about. Give them what they want. It's not about us. We already been through things, and it's for someone else. So give them what they want. So I'm working on that. And then whatever else comes along, we're just being intentional and being open to whatever God has for me to do in this season. And so, yeah, you all can definitely connect with me on social media, Carlika Bass Knight Menendez, across the board.
Okay.
And I look forward to it, because it's all about connecting, building relationships, and to form partnerships. So that's what it's all about.
And Carlika, thank you for sharing that. So we can find you on Facebook, Instagram, is that correct? Facebook and Instagram, and your website?
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And through my website.
Okay, sounds good. I thank you so much. I want to go to our lightning round, and the lightning round are just some very short answers where I ask you a question and you answer as quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. I know my greatest strengths are?
Support.
Support, okay. And one of my favorite books is?
Ooh, Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Oh, that's a good one. And what about the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Take the leap. Just leap.
Just leap. And I see you did that. You just leaped, and you're doing great things. I had such a great time talking with you today on winning in business and actually winning in life, because you gave us so many tips and strategies on winning in life and winning over all, as in our mind, and even with the food addiction, winning in that area. And I appreciate you coming on the show today to talk to us more and just share a piece of your story and a piece of your life. This has been an amazing show. I just feel the energy. I feel the energy, and I love it. And I know that the listeners have taken away lots of gems today. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning in today. Remember, we're here every Monday at 7 o'clock p.m., where we are helping women to live boldly, live this authentic, intentional life. I am your host, Valerie Astrid Brown, and I assist women over 40 going through a life change. I help them transition from a place of overwhelm to a place of overflow, so that they can start living and stop merely existing. If you want to reach out to me, please do so by email at info@valerieastridbrown.com or check my website at www.valerieastridbrown.com. And if it's absolutely urgent, feel free to call me at 240-681-9375. I want to thank you all once again for listening to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where you not only survive, but you thrive in this thing called life. I'll see you next time.